So it was 2009. I was a newly minted medical officer starting my first job in Peel Region, which is a peri-urban area just to the west of Toronto. About 1.2 million people live there. So, you know, I had a lot of education by this point. I had 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, 5 years of residency, one of which was doing my MPH here. I felt I was pretty prepared. But I don't think any of that truly prepared me for my first job diving into the H1N1 pandemic. So it kind of felt like I had been catapulted into the eye of a hurricane. The first wave of the pandemic had passed. And if you recall, that started with a few cases of this new variant influenza emerging from Southern California and Mexico. And then within a snap, it spread throughout the world. But we still didn't know that much about it. We knew a few things. We knew that children and pregnant women were dying of this virus at unprecedented rates. We knew that there was likely a second wave coming. We just didn't know when. We knew that there was a vaccine on the way. We just didn't know when. So it became a race for those of us planning at the local level of, well, what would come first? Would we be hit by the second wave of the pandemic, or would we actually have a tool to prevent it in our hands before it hit us? So in addition to those uncertainties, we didn't really know how many people would get the vaccine when it came. There was a lot of hesitancy in the population. People weren't sure how effective this vaccine was going to be against a brand new variant influenza type. There was a lot of skepticism about the safety. It was a new adjuvant. People weren't sure. So I spent much of my time in that period, in the eye of the storm, out there speaking on local cable, talking to local citizen groups, talking to my physician colleagues to try to promote this vaccine as a way to mitigate the second wave of the pandemic. But then something happened that changed everything. In our community, a 10-year-old boy died of influenza. And you could not have had a more all-Canadian kid. He was star of the hockey team. He was loved by his community and his family. And he was previously absolutely healthy before he died of this virus. So that sent a shockwave of fear, not only through me, through our community, and through the entire country. All of a sudden, people's risk perception was ultimately changed by that event and how it touched them as people. So fast forward a couple of weeks, we get news that the vaccine is going to arrive ahead of when it was previously scheduled. So we scrambled. It was like turning a very large ship. We were burning the midnight oil, trying to make sure that had everything in place to open clinic doors the day that vaccine arrived on our doorstep. And we managed that with a small clinic that would start before we got up to full capacity. So that night I went home late after work, not really knowing what the next day would bring. Would people actually show up to get this new vaccine that there was so much uncertainty about? Well, that morning before the clinic opened, I got a call from my colleague who said, "You really should get down here. You need to see this." So I went down to this industrial area where we had our vaccine clinic. It was a cold, blustery, late October day in Canada. And our doors were still closed. We weren't open yet, but people were lined up. And people were lined up by the dozens. And I tell you, this is something I will never forget as long as I live. People were lined up around the corner. So I went around the corner. And people were lined up all the way down the building and around that corner, too. Mothers clutching their babies, waiting to get the vaccine, whole families waiting to get this vaccine. And hundreds were there waiting before we even opened our doors, and hundreds more came that day to get the vaccine. And, I think what I realized that day is that we are in the business of prevention, we're in the business of health, but we're at our best when we recognize that sweet spot between hope and fear, and we can catalyze that into improved health. That's it. Thank you.